This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A barrage of rockets launched from the Gaza Strip were seen over Israel's Ashkelon on Tuesday as fierce fighting between Hamas and Israel reached its fourth day. Israel's embassy in Washington said the death toll from the weekend Hamas attacks had surpassed 1,000. The victims were overwhelmingly civilians gunned down in homes, on streets, or at an outdoor dance party. Gaza's health ministry said Israel's retaliatory airstrikes had killed at least 830 people and wounded 4,250 up to Tuesday. The strikes intensified on Tuesday night, shaking the ground and sending columns of smoke and flames into the sky. U.S. President Joe Biden is condemning the Hamas attack in Israel, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president called the attacks launched from the Gaza Strip
pure, unadulterated evil.
President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris spoke by phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Their message?
We stand with Israel. And we will make sure Israel has what it needs to take care of its citizens, defend itself, and respond to this attack. There's no justification for terrorism.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be traveling to Israel this week in a show of support. The president says at least 14 Americans have died in the fighting. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The EU's industry chief told Elon Musk disinformation was spreading on his X messaging platform since Palestinian Islamist group Hamas's surprise attack on Israel, urging him to take countermeasures in line with the new EU online content rules. Thierry Breton said on Tuesday he had indication that X, formerly known as Twitter, was being used to disseminate illegal content and disinformation in the European Union.